Does anybody speak cat?
Between the years of grade school and high school, there was an age undreamed of. And unto this, two best friends discover the world's most popular fantasy role-playing game. It is I, their game master, who alone will attempt to recreate that same magic for a younger generation. Let me tell you of the days of old school adventure.
This is a bit very, really good as...
Welcome to the OSR Adventures Podcast. I'm your game master, Paul Schultz. OSR, or Old School Revival Games, are rules-light role-playing systems heavily inspired by the golden age of role-playing games. This season, my friend Steve Vinson, his kids Eli and Simone, and my stepson Aiden Canola will be playing Chris Gonerman's Basic Fantasy role-playing game, available at basicfantasy.org. This season's adventure, The Lost Temple of the Frog God, is an original campaign by yours truly. After a night of excess, three of our heroes, Hummus, Clover, and Rudy, make their way to the rendezvous point where they hope to meet up with their wizard friend Jason in a tale called Darkness on the Edge of Town. The sun rises lazily in the east, painting the rooftops of Klein with strokes of light that shimmer in the dew left by last night's rain. You make your way towards the edge of town and your rendezvous point, your minds on the job you've been hired to do. The sleepy town begins to rise around you, shops opening, proprietors sweeping their doorsteps, dumping chamber pots on drunkards slumbering on their stoops. You walk along the weed-cracked cobblestone street, when up ahead, a small crowd has gathered near an alley between two shops. Boorish laughter and cheering can be heard amongst the unsavory-looking gaggle of men.
I want to see what's going on. I'm going to peek into that alley, see what's happening. What are the shops, by the way? I want to see what the shops are.
There is like a shoe store, a general supply store, a liquor store, a bait and tackle shop.
Oh, that sounds good.
So in the alley, they're in this alley. Is the liquor store close to the alley or?
Is it Bass yes. Pro Shop?
The alley is between the liquor store and the sporting goods shop.
Okay. So between 21st Amendment. And
Bass Pro Shop. All right.
But that's actually the street numbers.
All right, cool. All right. So if we need a trucker hat, we could stop in it.
Okay. All right. I'm going to go peek in there with one eyeball.
You are a very careful thief.
Make a hide check.
Okay. So I got 60.
You blew it.
Oh.
So you did not hide well.
Basically, you like peek around and you tripped on a rock or something and you kind of stumble into the crowd a little bit.
Oh man, well now I'm part of this.
Well, when you as you stumble in the crowd, this is about like eight dudes, they're like laughing and carrying on, and when you kind of tumble into them, they like part like the Red Sea, and barreling through the alley of men is this big white goose with a knife in its bill, and it's just kind of running straight,
I know him.
Straight at you. Roll surprise, Rudy.
4.
You are not surprised to see this knife-wielding goose come charging through.
Well, like I said, I know him.
At this point, everybody roll initiative.
So, 20.
And then, Eli, what'd you get?
18.
Okay, so Mr. 20, you see the crowd part. You see this goose come flying out with a knife on its is Bill heading directly for your goth elf companion. What do you do?
I pull out a two-handed sword and attack the knife goose.
Armor class 14, so you got 14 or better.
I missed.
Well, I mean, it's not every day that a knife-wielding goose comes charging out of an alley. Rudy?
I'm going to break out the old spear.
You'd basically have that in your hand, but yeah.
Okay. And stab him with it.
Okay.
Wow.
I got a 1.
Oops.
Why were you trying to hit that broadside of a barn?
You just like thrust and it slips out of your hand, flies into the crowd, and somewhere off the distance you hear, wow, Clover.
I want to smack it with my mace. What?
Oh man.
Jeez.
Oh man.
Are we still drunk?
Well, you're a little. She's not, because she don't drink. Once again, your mace goes flying out of your hand and tumbles a couple feet past the goose. The goose charges kind of willy-nilly at Rudy.
Oh, man.
He drops the knife.
We're all
joking. He's just as bad as us. He has no room to talk. No room to quack.
He's a goose. So
that's not my fault.
By the way, the crowd is just eating this up. Hummus.
You know, I had this instinct when we first started. I'm going to go with it. And I'm going to use my turn to ask somebody what in the actual hell is going on.
He just basically tells you to piss off.
Herc.
Well, that's how it goes.
Next round, I'm going to attack him.
Rudy?
I should go get my spear from that cat.
Okay. You make your way through the crowd of hysteric peasants to find your spear. Clover?
I want to pick up the dagger because the goose could pick it back up. So.
Oh, yeah. Good idea.
You reach down and you grab it. However, the goose keeps running or waddling away
quack,
from you.
Quack, quack, waddle, waddle. Quack, quack, waddle, waddle.
Yeah, like that.
I'm just going to go over to where the goose was standing before Rudy stumbled into the crowd and see what is over there in that alley where the goose was.
Like I said, there's about six or eight guys. They're kind of like laughing and carrying on. There's one guy like holding like his fingers. He's like, the damn thing came out of nowhere and stabbed me. What the hell? His blood's like gushing out of his hand and his buddies are all laughing at him for it.
Can you have a Scottish accent?
Yeah, but I can't do one till I'm drunk.
That's all I'm able to see when I go. Like he said, it came out of nowhere, but it's this alley, like,
mm-hmm. like. Well, I mean, it's a short alley, and then there's more buildings behind it. So they figured just barn. Came out of nowhere. Like, well, you can go look.
This town is full of stupid
people. He materialized.
He came out of nowhere. He materialized out of nothing.
Yeah. Okay, Rudy, you retrieve your spear, much to the amusement of the crowd. What do you do?
I really need to stop attacking things.
Okay.
I'm a pretty good wall climber, so I would actually like to climb up the wall and go to the roof of one of the buildings.
Okay. So you got 75.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So you scurry up the side of the wall of the, we'll say the liquor store, since you weren't specific. And now you're up on the roof.
All right.
Clover?
I want to attack the goose with my mates.
Okay. Well, he's running, but I mean, he's a goose. He ain't running very fast. So you can get up on him and attack him if you want.
Four.
He's serpentining as he runs. He's a tactical goose.
I'm going to throw my spear at him. Come on now. Hey!
Yeah.
I hit him. Six.
When you pitch your spear, thunk. He's stuck in the ground. Rudy, what do you do?
Should we just leave it and go?
Yeah, I'm standing on the roof and you just killed a goose. I can't see this going anywhere.
Should we cook the goose?
All right, well, I'm going to get off the roof.
All right, well, you make it down regardless. You're safe and sound on the ground. And at this point in time, the crowd has kind of gathered around where the goose is pinned to the ground.
I'll pick up the goose and...
Well, on your way to pick up the goose, the crowd is like gasping. And one guy actually like runs away yelling, witchcraft, witchcraft. When you get up to where the goose is, there's a man laying on the ground face down with a spear in his back and he's stuck to the ground.
The goose turned back into a man. It was like a weird goose.
Oh!
As you're trying to get to the bottom of this, the crowd kind of parts a little bit and this, you know, kind of short, plump guy comes walking up to you. Oh, what's all this then? Give me an intelligence check.
I got three.
I got a 20.
Okay, well, Mr. 20 recognizes this fellow as the town sheriff, and he comes up and he's like seeing, he sees this like body pinned to the ground with a spear, by a spear in its back, and some of the ruffians from the alley have since ran away when they heard the sheriff's voice. So what do you tell him?
The truth?
Yeah, let's try the truth. I will tell him that this goose came running at us with a knife in its beak and to attack us, so we killed it.
Well, what if they put you in the nut house?
I would like to see him try to put me in the nut house.
Okay, fine. I mean, we could.
And then it turned into this dude.
It could be self-defense. It was self-defense.
I'm not taking my chances at a trial in this town.
Gaslight the sheriff.
He kind of looks at you kind of suspect. He's like, you're gonna tell me that this guy was a goose, and what's with that? And he looks at Clover, who's holding a bloody kitchen knife.
Listen, Sheriff, I'm not telling you anything. You're telling me, and I'm asking you, and you're going to tell me what is going on in this town.
I know what
with geese turning into people. You're going to have to interrupt me because I'm on a roll. Well, I'm just like, look, man, we're just here trying to, we saw the brochure that tourism is nice in this town, and then we come and there's a goose and it tries to attack us. Yeah. So we kill it. And then it turns into a man.
You guys are both drunk and I don't drink. There was a crazy man that ran from like the dark, stabbed the guy with the spear and then dropped a bloody knife and then ran away.
And you picked up the knife.
Why are you contradicting our story?
Why are you doing this?
Now we look like liars.
No,
you're going to get us all in trouble.
Drunk.
All right, you're going to have to come with me then. We'll clear this up in the office. As he says that, this small, white-haired, dark-skinned lady comes up and she's like, excuse me, Sheriff. And the sheriff like looks at her and he's like, yes, Rialta, what can I do for you? She's like, I think I can explain things a little bit better than these guys can.
So we've already told three different stories.
I'm going to add a fourth story.
One of which involves public drunkenness.
She says that the fellow laying there on the ground tried to rob my apothecary shop. And as he was running out of my store, I threw a potion at him and turned him into a goose. Where he got that knife, I have no idea. But the potion was negated when he was killed.
And somebody said, he doesn't look like a goose. And then somebody else says, well, they got better.
The sheriff, he's like, well, you folks are just lucky. Rialta here is a well-respected member of the community. And if she says that's what happened, then I'm going to agree with her. He also mentions that this is just one more of those unsavory characters. He's willing to take your word for it and lets you go. She thanks you for, doing whatever the hell it was you just did.
I've been trying to figure that out since we started.
And she starts heading back off into the crowd. Now there's more people because it's later in the morning. So what do you do?
We need to get out of this.
Forest time.
Forest time.
Okay, so you're heading to the edge of town, hoping that your magic user will meet you there?
All right, let's go meet up with our...
meet up with Jason.
You head to the edge of town, and you're like standing around, you're like looking at your hourglass.
Excuse me, I'm wearing a sundial.
From behind you, you hear like a real subtle like, excuse me.
Ignore. I say, you're excused.
When you say that, there's this little old dude. He's like, he's got a big walking stick. It's thicker than his legs and arms are, you know. It's a gnarled stick, and he's about as gnarled as the stick. He's got a long, long white beard and nothing on top, you know, and his clothes are kind of dirty and dingy. And he asks you, he says, excuse me, I couldn't help but see what happened back there. And I was wondering if perhaps you could help an old man.
Sure, old man, what do you need?
Well, not too far from here is the old town well. It's just around the corner. I was sleeping by it this morning, and my cat was playing along the edge of the well, and a brick gave way, and he fell into the well. I was wondering if I can hear him down there just a crying. The well ran dry, but he could be wounded for all I know, but he's stuck in this well. I was wondering if perhaps you could help me get my cat out of the well. I don't have much. He reaches into his beard and he pulls out like a handful of copper pieces. Everything I have is yours. If you could just retrieve my cat.
He done dropped his cat in the old town well.
Dude, I was taking a drink.
Does your cat have a name?
Yes.
And that is?
I hate this guy already.
He says his cat's name is Rascal.
What color cat is it?
He's orange. Mm-hmm. I've had him since he was a kitten. He was part of a litter of cats that didn't survive.
I'm of two minds. One is, Jason's not here. We don't have much else to do. I'd rather just head off into the forest, but we're not leaving without Jason. So what else are we going to do? But why bother? Why do we care about this old man?
Guys, there's no reason for him to, like, harm us.
Right, but there's also no reason for us to help him.
There was no reason for that goose to have a knife either.
Klein is a weird town.
But the other thing I will say is I've been playing D&D with Paul since we were kids, and random stuff just doesn't happen. So we might as well go look for the cat, because that's the only way we're going to have any fun.
The goose.
What about the goose?
The goose was a random thing that happened. We don't live here. I'm not familiar with this well.
It's surrounded by weeds, and it used to have a cover on it, you know, to keep things like children and cats from falling into it. But over time, the planks have pretty much withered to the point where they fell off. I periodically use the leftover pieces of wood that are around for like a little bit of shelter, so I got some place to sleep at night. I don't know if you noticed, but the people in this town are kind of assholes. And I like it because it's kind of a little bit out of the way, and I can like sleep here at night and not worry about getting beat up in the middle of the night by a drunken thug.
Hey, I'm a drunken
I tend to trust recluses, and you seem to be one of them.
I trust him.
Okay. The voice of reason. All right, well, true to his word, there's this stone well. There's pieces of wood laying around that you can see was kind of made into like a crude lean-to. It's surrounded by weeds.
Can we hear the cat?
As you go near it, yes, down below you hear just this pitiful wailing cat.
When you threw your weapon, that's probably the cat you hit.
I didn't even think of that. That's hilarious.
Then it ran off and fell into the well.
Hold on, I'm going to rewrite the story a little bit.
Okay, well, it's a deep well. And
how do you know it's deep?
Because the meowing is distant.
Oh, got it. Hey, Rudy, why don't you take a look down there with your seeing in the dark eyes?
All right, I'll take a look down there. I'm pretty sure I'll see a cat.
So you peer over into the well, and you see that the well goes down for about 50 feet. And at the bottom, it kind of opens up a little bit, you know, like maybe there's like a cave or a cavern down there. And sure enough, there's this outcropping of rocks surrounded by like some kind of like muddy waters. And sitting on top of this rock, like looking up and just crying like a baby, is this muddy cat who's all just shivering and pathetic looking.
What else might be down there? Do you see anything? Like, should we go down there and check it out?
We will not go down into the well.
How are we going to get the cat out? Do we have any rope?
I will say you prepared for the trip, so you've got like basic equipment, you know, some torches, some ropes.
All right, let's go to Bass Pro Shop.
You get a cat basket, put a rope on it.
Yeah, we can put food in the basket. And
it's turning into Silence of the Lambs.
Well, I want to go down there with the rope.
Hey, old man, you got a basket?
He's like, look at me. Do I look like I got a basket? I don't even have lunch. Anything. So you head to the general store, and as luck would have it, they've got several different baskets. The proprietor says it's 5 copper for a basket.
So we pay them the 5 copper and we take the basket.
So you head back to the well, and the old man is just pacing back and forth.
Tie the rope onto the thing, Can we tell the old man to give us a little cat food?
As luck would have it, the old man has a couple of dead rats that he cooked up. You put the rats in the basket, and then you lower the basket down into where the cat is. You lower the basket down, and just like any cat would do in the world, the cat, he's just like looking at the basket, completely uncooperative.
Get in the basket.
He's just looking at it like, what's a basket?
Get in the basket.
Well, I'm just going to stand there and stare in the well and wait for him to get in the basket.
I think we should let Clover
We should shake it around a little so he knows that it's there.
Does anybody speak cat?
I'll go down there with the rope, put the cat in the basket. You guys lift up the basket, then drop the rope down again, and I'll climb it up it.
All right, Clover, climb on down there.
How do you get back down in the well?
Here's the rope, and we tie you onto it, and we lower you down there.
Okay.
Who's holding on to said rope?
Both of us.
So you slowly lower Clover down into the well, and...
I was thinking maybe you and I should take our earbuds out while Clover hears what's going on, because we can't see what Clover's seeing.
Okay. As you get lower down, you get about 50 feet down, and you see that the shaft of the well opens up into this larger cavern, probably 20 feet wide. The floor is basically murky brown water. And jutting up out of it, about the center of it, is this big rock formation. And little Cass is sitting there kind of shivering and meowing. As you're kind of like looking around, you can see like off against one of the far ends of the cavern, there's this skeletal body just kind of like half submerged in the murky water. Give me an intelligence check.
12.
You manage to see that around its neck is some sort of medallion that even though it's mossed over, there's just enough light to catch a little glimpse off of it, and it kind of shines a little bit.
I'll do what I came down there for. I'll get the cat up.
As you reach out for it, it just jumps into your arms.
Oh.
It's been a while, Clover. What's going on down there?
I'm just getting the cat.
Okay. You okay?
Yeah.
All right. All right, let us know when you want us to pull the cat back up.
You can pull the cat back up.
Okay.
Everybody put your earbuds in. You've pulled Clover up about halfway when behind you guys you hear, "Oi!" And you kind of look over your shoulder a little bit. And there's these two dudes coming up to you. They got their little daggers out. And they're like, "Oh, I know you. You're one of them what gave my mates trouble last night. You never saw me, but I was there." Well, now you're gonna pay, because they're Australian for some reason. Hummus and Rudy, roll initiative.
Six.
Eight.
Well, one charges on each of you. First one goes for Hummus. He misses.
Nice.
The other one charges up on Rudy, drops his knife into the well.
Watch out.
It passes by Clover.
Hey, Rudy, I got this. Take care of those guys.
All right. I swing my battle axe at the one who dropped his spear.
Or dagger.
No! Three!
What's wrong with our dice? We need better dice.
Yeah, I'll need to order some new dice. Rudy, the one that you're attacked, tried to punch you, I guess, but he missed. And the other one dropped his dagger, and now they're both unarmed. Hummus? You're holding on to the rope. I assume you're pulling.
Yeah, pulling
Clover up.
I'm using my turn to continue pulling Clover up. We can use another sword.
I do the same exact thing again. There we go. Nice. 20.
That's a hit.
All right, that's double damage.
Six.
You flat out murder the guy.
Okay. Nice.
The remaining thug recovers his dagger and goes for Hummus. Ooh. And that's a hit.
Clover, you better hope I'm not dead.
He does 4 points of damage with his dagger, and I need you, Hummus, to make a strength check.
8.
The stab wound was a bit much for you to keep your grip on the rope.
All right, Clover.
And to Clover's horror, suddenly gravity takes over.
To Rescal's horror, although I have a feeling the cat will land on its head.
Yeah, the cat will always survive.
Yeah.
You splash into the water and kind of roll a little bit. The soft ground under the water and the water itself breaks your fall. And the rope comes tumbling down on top of you.
Yeah, I rolled a 16. 6.
You cleave him in twain.
See, the biggest mistake was picking a fight with us in the first place. How are you doing down there, Clover? You okay?
I saw a jewel.
Go get the jewel. And then we'll figure out how to get you out of there.
It's an amulet, but yes.
What's the cat doing?
The cat scurried back up onto the rock because it ain't about being wet.
All right, so you're going to go get the amulet?
Yeah.
You got a hold of it and it kind of tugs a little bit and dude's skull kind of falls off. You notice that even though it's kind of like muddy, you can see little weird symbols and stuff on it.
I wash it in the water.
It washes off okay. I mean, it looks better than it did. The symbols that are on it, though, you have no idea what they mean. They're completely foreign to you. As you're kind of looking around, you know, you're about knee deep in the water at this time. But, you know, the cat sitting on the rock, like watching you. When you're looking around, you notice that on the other side of the rock, it might look like stones have kind of like risen just a tiny bit above the water. But there's something about it that rubs you the wrong way. Like that might not be a rock.
I'll go check it out.
When you go to check it out, everybody gets to roll initiative. Clover, what do you do? The water starts moving and there's this huge reptilian looking thing kind of moving in your direction.
Oh.
What do you do?
Yell. No.
You're going to use your turn to yell?
No. No.
You're a fighter with weapons.
No, I climb on the rock.
All right. So you're up there with the cat.
Yeah.
Hummus, what do you do?
I'm going to chuck my spear at the reptilian whatever thing it is.
You, I mean, honestly, you could literally just drop it. You don't got to chuck it. But
there's a
okay.
fine line between drop and chuck when you're talking about a well.
13.
Clover, you just see the spear like landing, you know, sticking in the water. This gigantic lizard creature lunges out of the water at you, but apparently Hummus's spear gets in the way, clack, clack, and he's like kind of choking on it a little bit as he's trying to get at you. And the cat's just like, licking himself on the rock. Clover, what do you do?
Okay, I'll hit it with my mace. Oh, 19.
Nice.
That's a hit.
6.
You hit it for 6?
Yeah.
Wham! Water goes splashing everywhere. It's flailing around. Rudy.
I'm going to drop a dagger on him.
Rudy puts the dagger about there should do. let's go.
10.
Okay, so Clover, you spook, this dagger lands in the water. It's like, stop throwing shit. Trying to kill me.
I figure there's a bunch of bricks and stuff up here. I just throw a brick at it. Hit.
No, oh, not 1.
Clover, you see this brick, boom, it basically hit the thing. It lunges at Clover once again and misses. I mean, it's getting hit by rocks and spears and daggers and maces.
Finish it.
I'll hit it with my battle axe. So 17.
That's a hit.
Yay. 4.
When you hit it, it lets out some kind of weird, squealy reptilian hiss and spasms a little bit and then kind of just like blah, 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 into the muddy waters.
Oh, yeah. And I yell down, you're welcome. Now we gotta figure out how to get you out of there. We throw the other piece of rope down.
This time we tie it to something.
Tie it to the tree.
Clover scoops up the cat. You pull the rope, you know, wrapping it around the tree. You pull the rope up. You get to the top and Clover, you see daylight and the cat jumps off onto the ledge and the old man pokes his head up from under his little makeshift lean-to. They talk in that weird way that hobos and cats talk. And as you're pulling Clover up over the edge of the well, you notice that from around the corner, your magic user friend Jason appears and he's like,
hello, Jason.
What's going on?
We're just killing time waiting for you.
Yeah.
You've been listening to the OSR Adventures podcast, brought to you by Big Broccoli Studios. Music by Yakish Gandhi. For more podcasts from Big Broccoli Studios, visit bigbroccolistudios.com. Be sure not to miss our next episode, The Falling Star.